Masters at Money. Meet the industry masters and achievers on Masters at Money on Money FM, your business radio.
It is 93.7 Money FM, your business radio. And welcome to Masters at Money, a program that features prominent businessmen in Zambia, people that have mastered their art. It looks at the people and ideas that shape markets, investing, and business in general. We are pleased to be joined by Mr. Christopher Mulenga, who is the chairman of CMM Property Consultancy, a consultancy and general real estate company. He has been the CEO of this company for 35 years, so definitely he is a master of his art. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Mulenga.
Thank you very much.
We are discussing professionalism as key to building a successful business. We have heard the word professionalism over and over and over again, and we are here to get some insight from a professional himself about professionalism. What does professionalism really mean?
Professionalism is a combination of all qualities that are connected with trained and skilled people. Professionalism is usually used to describe the type of behavior you would expect from a professional person. A professional person would have good work ethics and good characteristics. For example, if you're talking about a good lawyer, if he's being professional, he would have a confidentiality between client and professional.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you're talking about valuers, you'll be talking about a valuer not overvaluing the property, but just doing the right thing.
Okay, with professionalism, is there something like one size fits all? In other words, is there something like a general form of professionalism all across the board in business, or each different business has a unique definition of the word professionalism or the trade professionalism?
I think it's the same across the board. Even for footballers, the professional footballers, you know, it's the same thing.
Okay.
They are skilled in what they do, and they have to do it right. And if you heard one of the footballers, Sturridge of...
is it Liverpool?
Huh? I think Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He did something unprofessional, you know, by, I think, giving out some information.
Okay.
Regarding that. So that was unprofessional. So even for footballers, they have to be professional.
Okay. What is the hallmark of professionalism in a business, coming from you, a professional over 35 years?
Well, it's a business that deals with its client in a very professional way. A business that has honest people, has honest relationship with its client, and the business that basically has ethics and has integrity, and that's what makes people come back to continue dealing with such a business if it's ethical.
Okay, so we have realized the importance of being professional in every business, and Mr. Mulenga tells us that it's an all-across-the-board type affair, because you can't say that because I'm running a certain business, it should be my level of professionalism should be different from another business. Well, this is Masters at Money, and we are with Mr. Chris Mulenga, who is the chairman of CMM Property Consultancy. We take a break. On the other side, we get to talk more and get to just pick Mr. Mulenga's brain a little bit more on professionalism in a successful business. Stay tuned to Money FM.
Masters at Money. Meet the industry masters and achievers on Masters at Money on Money FM, your business radio.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money 93.7 FM, Your Business Radio.
Masters at Money. Meet the industry masters and achievers on Masters at Money on Money FM, your business radio.
It is 93.7 Money FM, your business radio, where we spark the brain to think business. You are tuned in to Masters at Money, in case you were just joining us. And we are talking to Mr. Christopher Mulenga, who is the chairman. I keep trying to say CEO. That's because he had been CEO for 33 years, you said.
Yes.
And the business is 35 years old.
That's correct.
Okay, and he told me earlier that he handed over the reins of power. And he maintains the position of chairman. He's truly a master of the art. So we are discussing professionalism as key to building a successful business. Mr. Mulenga, to pick your brain, please take us through the process of building a successful business. You have owned a business for 35 years. What should one do first, second, third, and so on and so forth?
Okay, firstly, you have to do proper planning of a business. Once you have a business idea of where the type of business you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to put in your business budgeting and budgetary controls. And then costing and management accounting in place. You need to have a good accountant. If you don't have an in-house accountant, you can always outsource.
Mm-hmm. Like some of us who are very poor with money.
Yeah. But I think the best way of looking at what it takes to build a successful business is to look at why businesses fail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Businesses fail because of lack of proper planning, lack of proper implementation of plans, lack of self-discipline on the part of the entrepreneur, lack of patience in running of a business. That's the get-rich-quickly syndrome. Mm-hmm. You know, the entrepreneur might want to get rich quickly mm-hmm. and cut corners, which might bring problems.
It takes a lot of patience.
Yeah. Entrepreneurs' failure to seek professional advice. You know, it's always good to get to seek professional advice. And then careless borrowing. Sometimes mm-hmm. when your business is doing okay, you tend to overborrow even if you don't need the money. There's no need for that. And then very common when business picks up, there's excessive drinking of alcohol and lust. These have greatly contributed to several businesses' failure.
Okay. Back to professionalism. What are the common sources of unprofessional conduct in business? What really drives people to behave unprofessionally?
Well, like I said, it's the part of the get-rich-quick syndrome. And then you start cutting corners. You don't even follow your obligations, you know, like paying your taxes, mm-hmm. your NAPSA, your PICRA fees, and so on. So it's basically lack of discipline.
We take another break just to clear our minds. And when we come back, we still are talking professionalism as key to building a successful business. We get to find out how to deal with some of these temptations to be unprofessional. How can we deal with such sources as we continue to talk to Mr. Christopher Mulenga. Stay tuned to Money FM.
Masters at Money. Meet the industry masters and achievers on Masters at Money on Money FM, your business radio.
Money 93.7 FM, your business radio.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Masters at Money. Meet the industry masters and achievers on Masters at Money on Money FM, your business radio.
Thank you for staying tuned to Money FM, and thank you for joining us on Masters at Money. Before the break, we were talking unprofessional conduct in businesses and how it affects people's businesses. And Mr. Christopher Mulenga, just in case you're joining us, the chairman of CMM Property Consultancy has been talking to us on the matter. How can, before the break, like I mentioned, we're talking unprofessional conduct in business, and you gave us a few common sources of unprofessional conduct. Now, how can businesses deal with these sources of unprofessionalism?
there are many ways of following certain aspects of business that will make you professional. The first one is honesty. Mm-hmm. If you deal honestly with your clients and your staff are all honest, that's a good start. Secondly, discipline. If you have
before you go a little bit further, you say your staff are honest. Is it considered harsh to say weed out the bad seeds?
No, it's not. It's not harsh.
Okay.
You have to weed out the bad seed, because the one bad seed can mess up the whole integrity of the business.
Okay. Go ahead. You're saying discipline.
Discipline. Again, discipline is in the owner of the business, the entrepreneur, as well as the staff.
Okay.
It's very, very important. Punctuality as well. Even if you're the owner of the business, it's good for you to be punctual for work. And of course, you make sure that your staff are also punctual. You don't want a situation where a client comes at 8 o'clock and finds nobody at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And also punctuality for meetings. You know, oftentimes you find people are late for meetings without even calling that they are running late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very, very bad attitude. So punctuality is very important. Then hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be hardworking, both the entrepreneur and the members of staff. So you need to inspire your members of staff to be hardworking. Then availability.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be available. Accommodating. You need to be accommodating as an entrepreneur. For example, your members of staff might come up with ideas, good ideas. You take them in. You don't just ignore them because it's a junior person.
Mm-hmm.
In my professional career, we found that some good ideas have come from employees, mm-hmm. and you give them a pat on the back to inspire them to come up with more good ideas. Then decision making.
Mm-hmm.
As an entrepreneur, you have to be decisive.
Okay.
You know, like you gave an example of a bad seed,
mm-hmm.
in the company. You have to make a decision to get rid of such, or perhaps your staff is bloated, your mm-hmm. business is not doing so well, but you are overstaffed. You have to make the right decision by downsizing.
No matter how many enemies you make.
No matter how many enemies you make, because the business has to survive.
Oh yes.
And then lastly, but not the least, you need to be innovative as an entrepreneur. Now, innovation comes in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can read books of other successful business people.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much literature. You can get inspiration from many other sources. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is marketing. You have to keep on marketing your business. I was so fortunate when I set up my company,
mm-hmm.
in 1985. My competitors never used to play golf.
Okay.
So when I started playing golf, I started meeting all the right people there.
Okay.
And the parastatals, who comprised 80% of the business. Remember, Mr. Kaunda under the First Republic,
mm-hmm.
they had nationalized all the companies.
The companies, yes.
Yeah, so I got a lot of business there. Then I joined the Rotary Club, which I'm still a member of.
Okay.
Again, I got a lot of
connections, or at least the right people.
Yeah.
You meet the right people.
You meet the right people. So you have to network and market your business.
Okay. This has been very, very insightful. I think we have learned a lot. I think in conclusion, I think just to generally sum it up, Mr. Mlenga, what's the importance of professionalism in building a successful business? in professionalism in particular, of course we have talked about a lot of things, but professionalism in particular.
Yeah, the importance of professionalism is that your firm or your company will be held in high esteem, and your clients will be impressed with whatever business you're doing. Mm-hmm. And like in our case, as valuers, for example, mm-hmm. or professionals across the board, if you're unprofessional and you have a misconduct charge against you, you can lose your practicing license. Because mm-hmm. you see, like in our case, we get annual practicing certificates. So if you're unprofessional and you're reported to the registration board, the regulating authority, uh-huh. you lose your practicing license, and that's the end of your business. Uh-huh. It's happened to some lawyers, some valuers, and so on.
Yeah, I remember in the news last week, a doctor had his license revoked as well because he was taking pictures of his patients and posting them on social media. That's the unprofessionalism we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically it's professionalism cannot be understated. It's the most important thing you can do in running a business is be professional.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Mulenga. We value your time here. You took time off your busy schedule, but you made it, and we are very, very grateful to have you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we have been talking to Mr. Christopher Mulenga, who is the chairman of CMM Property Consultancy, also a company that he founded in 1985. So this company has been in business for 35 years. He's definitely a master of his art. And we have been talking professionalism as key to building a successful business. We hope that you have learned a thing or two from the master himself. And we hope that you will go out there and be professional in whatever business you venturing in. This is Money FM 93.7 and your business radio. And well, stay tuned. More to come right here on your business radio.
Masters at Money. Meet the industry masters and achievers on Masters at Money on Money FM, your business radio.